Like the mythical phoenix, former Pelham Mayor David Augustine is attempting to rise from the electoral ashes and return to public office, again. Repeating his 2022 candidacy, Augustine will carry the NDP's banner in Niagara West in the next provincial election, date unknown but given current provincial and federal politics likely to be this year, possibly as soon as this spring. In an Ontario NDP news release emailed to Niagara media outlets on Thursday, January 9, the party announced its choice of Augustine, a Fenwick resident. "I am proud to have Dave on our team," the release quoted Marit Stiles, Ontario NDP leader. "He has an impressive track record of delivering results for this community, from spearheading construction projects to protecting natural treasures like the Fonthill Kame. I am thrilled to have Dave as a part of our strong team Niagara as we get to work delivering a better, brighter future for the people of Ontario." Augustine served as Pelham's mayor and a regional councillor from 2006 to 2018. After initially criticizing the previous council's purchase of acreage for what would later become East Fonthill, once in office Augustine switched course to champion the construction of a community center to replace the dated Pelham Arena, and to shepherd the dramatic expansion of Fonthill through new residential development. In June 2018, former Mayor David Augustine, Centre, with CanTrust Cannabis Grow Op officials at the Fenwick facility's official opening. Far left, Eric Paul, in mirrored sunglasses, Peter Osetto, far right, Mark Litwin. Augustine declared that the company's marijuana operation provides hope to our community. Paul, Osetto, and Litwin later faced criminal charges related to illegal growing at the site. They were acquitted in December 2022. File photo. However, controversy over the community center's $36 million cost and questions about East Fonthill financing, including a land for credits scheme that one prominent developer characterized as evidence of a corrupted process, led to increasing public scrutiny, and to a regional council committee call in 2017 for an independent financial audit. Pelham's own regional councillor at the time, Brian Beatty, called on Pelham Town Council to conduct a forensic audit of the East Fonthill project. A year later in 2018, the largest turnout in 30 years saw Pelham voters overwhelmingly turf every member of Augustine's council. One councillor did not seek re-election, as well as Augustine himself, who came third in a four-way race for regional councillor. The Niagara West riding, currently represented by Progressive Conservative MPP Sam Osterhoff, includes Pelham, Grimsby, Lincoln, West Lincoln, Waynefleet, and a small slice of West St. Catharines. In 2022's provincial contest, support for Augustine dropped 38% compared to the party's 2018 candidate, 20-year-old Curtis Frick. By contrast, Niagara's three other NDP candidates, incumbents Wayne Gates, Jenny Stevens, and Jeff Birch, retained their seats. Support for Osterhoff was also off by 24%. Both parties seemed to bleed voters to Liberal candidate Doug Joyner, who ended the night with 64% greater support than 2018's Joe Kinney.